The speaker's on the back?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? That's what comes out of the back.
No,
of the,
no.
Talk it over. Here, no?
Everything comes out of there.
Yeah, but it goes into here, I think. Talk into here.
Unless they hear it, whatever.
Yeah,
I flip it over all the time on the speaker.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's when you listen, but we're talking about recording. We're talking.
Something is right.
Yeah. Sorry, it's fine like this. Leave it like this.
Because your ear goes on the top.
Yeah, but that's when you're listening to something else, no? Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, I'll
just work. I'll give you money back.
Okay. I have a backup, by the way. So, this week, there's a Shemuel Lane, two sedges again, double sedges for the third time in the last 4 weeks. Parshas Behar and Hukosai to wrap up Sefer Vayikra. And we always read the sedge of Hukosai right before Shavuos. In this case, usually the way we do it, it's more than a week before Shavuos, but I bet you it's idea is to get it in before Shavuos because it contains the Tochacha, a long list of terrible punishments, and we want to get the Tochacha out of the way before Shavuos. Let's put it that way, Gemara and the Megillah. But following the Tochacha, the very end of Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah has an interesting phraseology, interesting pasuk. In the first source, Perek Chof Zion of Ayikra, pasuk Chof Tes. A difficult pasuk to translate. It says, Kol Cherem Asher Yochara Min Ha'odom, Lo yipode mos yumos, which means, ostensibly, that any person who is labeled cherem can't be redeemed but has to be put to death. What does that mean? Who are you talking about? What people, where, what, who? Very, very strange passage to understand. So the word cherem by itself can have several different meanings. Okay, in the context of Psukim here, which is the last part of Parshas Bechukosai, after the Tochacha, talks about a person donating things to Hektish, for the Bedek HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash, making a donation to the Mikdash, not a sacrifice, but some form of a donation that will be used for upkeep and other things in the Mikdash. So here the word cherem means something that's devoted or dedicated. So Rashi explains the following here in the second source. Perkav Zayin Pasukah says, Kol cherem ashiyocham v'gomer. He says as follows, Hayotze lehareg v'omer echad erko alai lo omar kuf. What this is a reference to is the Torah says, let's say a person makes a pledge to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, I'm going to donate the value of such and such a person. Now, a person doesn't have monetary value by itself, okay, but the Torah, for this purpose, assigns certain value, nothing to do with the person's ability or talent or strength or his brains or anything like that. It's a set value, depends on age. A person, a male between this age and this age, so the value is set at that amount. It's got nothing to do with the person's inherent value. But the person, the Torah assigns certain value depending on the age, male, female, and so on. It's all outlined here in the end of Parshas Bechukosai. So the person, I'm going to donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash. This is how much he has to give. And why would a person do that? It's a strange way of donating. But maybe you want to honor that person. You want to thank, I'm going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash in honor of you, your money, whatever you're worth. And again, the Torah assigns the worth. Again, it's not a person's inherent worth, and it's not different if a person is strong or smart or whatever. But anyway, so let's say a person, Hayot Tevaharik, somebody committed a capital offense, he's going to be taken out now by Beis Din to be executed. And you say, I'll donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, that's worthless. Because it's about to be executed. Exactly. It's about to be executed. So that Rashi says, that's the interpretation of this pasuk. Kol cherem asher yocha min ha'adam. Any cherem which is done for a person, and he understands it means a person who put to death, lo yipadeh, does not have to redeem. Such a pledge does not have to redeem. It's mean it's because most yumos. He's going to be put to death. Right? That's how Rashi understands it. Actually, second Rashi in two. Most yumos. Most yumos. Ha'yoch lomos. Lefich lo yipadeh. In lo dam v'lo ayoch. He has no value. Okay? That's how Rashi understands it. In the Gemara in Erechin, it's a Masechta, a whole Masechta called Erechin. Actually, officially, it's called Arachin, which means values. In the Yeshivas, they say Erechin. Okay, it's really Arachin is the correct interpreting word. I mean, Erechin, plural, is Arachin. So the whole Masechta that talks about these dinim of someone making a pledge, a pledge in the value of the person, this person, that age, that person, this age, and so on. So the Gemara actually has two interpretations of this pasuk. The Tanya, source 3, Vavim Bey is in Erechin. How do we know? We just said Rashi and Chumash, right? The person is being taken out to be executed, and I say his value, I'm accepting upon myself his value. So that's worthless, meaningless, and meaningless. As Rashi in 4 says, Erechen Vav Beis, Kolchem Lo Yipadeh, Mishehu Roy Lecharein Velehareg, Eino Bechal Pijon. Somebody who's about to be executed because he committed a capital offense, he is not considered to have any value. Okay, there's no value.
Yeah. He said,
right.
And I told Erechen, you're looking at what they
because
nonetheless, that's the, you're right, but that's
what our guy says.
Nonetheless,
the erech of this table alive. What is that? It's not in the list.
Right, but
so what is,
but that's the chiddush. Ain't achanam, but that's the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk is
the same.
The Torah assigns certain values based on age,
including so if he wasn't about the guy,
then you have to give that amount. Yes. Whatever the total Torah says.
This is the same as
okay, that's a din. He can't get hanor from it. But anyway, yeah, maybe it's right. Anyway, that's what Rashi says. Then the Gemara says, Yochal afilu kodem shenigmar dino. The Gemara goes on, what if you made this pledge about the value of the person before the Gemara din, before he was already determined to be executed, before he was already, the sentence was already passed? So the Gemara has a drush on the pasuk and so on. But then, the Gemara has a different interpretation of this pasuk. Chetanya bishmo b'no shav yochal m'brok omer, sometimes fine, you know, when a person deserves misa bidei shamayim, not a court execution, if an offense of God punishes him, so there are certain situations where a person can, we're in 3 and 4, where a person can give money, so to speak, so he'll do tshuva and he'll get kapara and he can make restitution and he can get out of the death obligation, you know, that penalty from God, not from a court, by doing all this. I might think, well, maybe the same thing is true here too. Yachav de Adam Kane, maybe a person who's deserving of the death penalty by a bezin can also maybe buy his way out. By, I mean, let's take a case. A person murdered somebody. So he says, listen, don't execute. I'll give $1 million to his family. I'll give $10 million to his family, right? I'll do something right. I'll do a good, you know, I took away this relative, God forbid, it's all pet. I can't do it. Once a, so that's also, that's what we want to learn from this pasuk. Kol cherem, asher yocham en adam. Any person who has been declared cherem, he's going to be executed. Lo yipadeh, cannot be redeemed through some kind of donation. Most you must. Either way, the, whatever, again, the word cherem there means, he said, no, bidei shemayim, you can. You can, but bidei adam, you can. Those are two interpretations of this pasuk. Vav med beizem. It's machlokes how to read the pasuk. Either way, Yeah. They may learn that from different pasuk. But bottom line is we have a machlokas. No, you can't do it for a person with a bezin.
Right. But one says it means.
But the question is, what does the word cherem mean in this pasuk? According to the second interpretation, cherem means something which has been doomed. It's set aside for destruction. He's going to be. It's very strange, very unusual. Okay? But in any event, according. Well, that's what we're trying to understand. That's what we're trying to define. We're trying to define. It has many different meanings. So according to this Gemara, there are two possible meanings. Either cherem asher, the person has been declared cherem, meaning he's off limits, he's doomed, he's set aside for destruction. The bezin has passed a death sentence against him. Okay? So therefore, a person can't donate his value because he has no value. And the second interpretation, it's really the same meaning of cherem, really. Okay? It means that he's set aside for destruction. He can't buy his way out. He can't be ransomed for money, even if he can give the money to the Beis HaMikdash or to some worthy cause. Either way, this law will be just another detail in the dinim of hektish that are presented in the end of the Sedra. Either a person can't donate this guy's value because he has no value, or he himself can't redeem himself from this punishment by dedicating money to hektish. That's all. That's all.
So what does it mean from Bidei Shemayim? Because
if the person does tshuva, and part of doing tshuva is he makes restitution, he pays back. Okay, I don't want to go into all that now. That's the issue. The Ramban, huh? Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Misa b'dei shamayim. Now, there are differences in Misa b'dei shamayim. I'll put it the same thing. Okay, now, anyway. The Ramban, what? No. The Ramban, here on our parsha, on this pasuk, Chav Zayin Chav Tes, you can ignore the first paragraph. I printed it by mistake. You need the second one, Chav Tes. He quotes first Rashi. He says, Ayotzi l'day, l'hotzi l'hari, he quotes Rashi, and he quotes a machlokas. And Erech, we just saw, then he writes, Val derech hapshat, in the second paragraph there in the Ramban here in Chumash, he's second, Val derech hapshat, Ramban says, Yomar ka akosav ki kol amachar mishalo bein adam bein behemos, de'achuz ha'kodesh Hashem. In general, a person can be machrim, can declare off limits, can dedicate something to Hekdesh, in which case it's off limits to anybody else. No, you or no one else can, becomes Kodesh. When you donate a person, you donate an animal, you donate a field, you donate something to Hekdesh, it becomes property of Hekdesh. It's cherem, cherem in the sense that you or anybody else cannot use it. Now, what does the Beis HaMikdash do with it? They don't need any more of these tables. So they'll sell it and use it when they need it for. But that's not our issue. The point is it's cherem. It can't be redeemed. However, continues the Ramban, let's say you use the language and you say, you declare cherem, something that's not yours. Kagon, like we find in Chumash. Hanelchamim al oiveihem. You're fighting a war. And you say, as it says in the Chumash, in Parshas Chukas, Inoson titen es oma zeb yodi v'achramti es areihem. You would say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, listen, if I give you this, if you give me victory in this battle, so I will donate everything in this city to you, Hashem. In other words, at this point, you don't own it, so you can't really declare hektish, right? You promise that if we're victorious, instead of keeping the spoils for ourselves, the booty for ourselves, we'll give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different type of cherem, okay? There, it means that every person there is going to be put to death. Okay, and the items are off limits. This reminds us a little bit of Achan from Yericho, which we'll get to. Okay, now.
Can I say that about the war?
That's what Ramban
says.
Ramban says.
In his chair.
Well, let's say. So anyway, the point is because Cherem here means Osu Bahano. Okay, the Cherem here, the can be no Hano. And the Ramban tells a story. Or he says, Motsu Anshe Yovesh Gilad. Torah has a very interesting. Navi. The end of Chumash Shoftim. The Gemara, the Navi has a very interesting story. It's an old tragedy. The tribe of Binyamin. There's basically a civil war between the tribe of Binyamin, the Shevet of Binyamin, and other Shvatim, over an episode that took place with a certain woman called Pelegish Begiva. And there was a whole. So the people of Anshe Gilad violated a Shavuot HaKohol. The Tzibor, an announcement was made. The Ramban quotes here, Shoftim, Perakav Alas Pasuk Yud, Uksiv. Second last paragraph of the page. And what happened? The answer is they violated a declaration made by the Tzibur. Okay? And in other words, what the Ramban is saying is that apparently the Jewish community, the king or the leaders, we'll see in a second, has the right to declare a certain city or a certain group of people as cherem if they violate a communal oath, a communally imposed oath, and they can actually be put to death. That's really what a cherem is. It's called sometimes cherem tzharmei. This whole group of people, Anshei Yovesh Gilad. Or for example, let's get to it. Od Motzosi Ba'agadu Yom Deinu Tanya Bekiva Omer Hacherem Hu Ashu Ashu Hacherem Anshei Yovesh Abu Al Hacherem Nischaibu Misa. It's not me talking to Ramban. These people who violated this oath at the time of that battle, they didn't come where they're supposed to come. They were deserving of Misa. Ulechach ani Omer, says the Ramban. Two lines on the bottom of the first page. Kimen akosuv hazeh, yotzo lehem adin hazeh, shekol melech b'Yisrael, o Sanhedrin gedola, b'mamad kol Yisrael. In other words, the leaders of the people, sheyesh lehem rishus b'mishpatim, they have some sort of judicial or legislative authority over the people. Im yacharimu kol irli lachem, alel. If they will announce a cherem against a city that they want to fight against, the cherem erchim al dover, and they'll make some other pronouncement, ha'over alav chayav misa, v'hu chiyuv and shalan sheyavish gilad, and also he refers to another story in Navi, v'shal Yehonasan, she'amar lo'avi. Remember one of the battles of the Plishtim, Shaul made a declaration. Anybody who eats today, the battle wasn't going well. He wanted people to, concentrate on fighting, and so anyone who eats today while we're fighting should be, should die. And then his own son Yehonasan didn't hear about that announcement. Ate anyway, and that's the whole story. Why were they chayav misa? What kind of business is that? Because as the Ramban says, this was from this pasuk. And then he says Yiftach, who had a similar chayav, made a mistake. But that's the Ramban. Okay, this
is
Ramban.
Actually, different from Achan and.
Let's see. He doesn't mention Achan here. We'll see later. Okay, but it's similar. Yes, I don't know. It's an interesting question why Ramban doesn't mention Achan and Yericho, but he does. He mentions Yovesh Gilad and Shoftim. He mentions in Shmuel. He mentions in Shmuel Aleph the story of Yonasan and Shaul with the Plishtim. He also mentions Yiftah. One of the sources of this Ramban, he quotes a Medrash Yalam Deina. We have it at a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayeshev, Os Beis, source 6. They didn't come where this was to come. They deserved misa. That's the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Okay? And Yonasan didn't hear about it, but he's supposed to die, and then they redeemed Yonasan and so on. But again, so you have but basically, according to this Ramban, here in Chumash, in Parashat Kosa and Ar Sedra, the authority of a king or a leader of the people to pronounce or declare an obligation upon the people that if they don't listen their chayav misa is another limud from this pasuk here that we started with, parakov zayin and b'chosai pasuk kaptes. Kol cherem ha-shiyachram in Adam, lo yipadet, most you must. They're deserving of the death penalty. Now, that's the Ramban. It's a chiyav d'oraisa. There's no gemara. It's a medrash. Okay, the Ramban learns halacha. Yes, it is. Again, he has a medrash on chumah, but it's a chiddush. Now, other Rishonim, full disclosure, maybe who you're thinking, other Rishonim say it's hard to say this is a deraisa when you don't have an exact limud. Again, it comes from Pasuk Torah, but you're as it is said, it's a chiddush Ramban. But again, he has based on a medrash. Okay, maybe he has other sources in his head. But the Ritva in Ksubis, Lamed Zayin Rebeis, source 7, the Chidush Ritva, right? Kol Chayav Shachman Adam Leipod Elomali, Pierce the Afal God, the Midrash Mevin, Min Arayla, Ovala Cher Mamelech, Shechayav Misa, Kenyan Ochan, he mentions Ochan. Kenyan Ochan, Mitzav Yonasan Ben Shol, he mentions Ochan, the Ramban didn't. Again, the Ritva is from, you know, the school of the Ramban. Hahi Asmachta Be'almahi. This is not a real limud. And it's unlike the Ramban, here in Parshat Mikosa, seems to say it's mamish a real limud. Ritva is not as convinced. Ritva says it's an asmachta. So the Rabbi, oh, he mentions Gemara Gemir, it's halacha l'mosh Misinai, maybe. Okay, I understand. He doesn't know. We don't have a Gemara about it.
I mean,
but he says you don't have a pasuk. Oh, but then he mentions another pasuk marker. Oh, the nafkalon midiksiv kol isha sheyamre espicha. That's a pasuk in Yoshua. Perak ala pasuk yuches, aftar and simchas Torah. It says that when the people were talking to Yoshua, when Yoshua, was becoming the leader after the death of Moshe, that's what we read on Simchas Torah. So it says they told him, "Kol ish asher yamre espicha, okay, below yishma etzrech lachoish atzavenu yumos." The Bnei Yisrael accepted. And they said to Yoshua, "Anybody who doesn't listen to you, should be put to death." Really? I'm what? Al smach ma? We have a system. We have, you know, there's certain things that bring about death penalty. You need aid. And all of a sudden, they say to Yoshua, "Huh?" So, okay, good. So that's exactly what some say. There's a different situation because of the din of Melech. But that's what the Ravah says. Maybe the dinim that we were just talking about with Achon, Yeshua, perhaps the din of Melech, like Moshe did, with Achon or with Yonah of Shaul, that was with the Melech. Now, the truth is, with Yavish Gila, there was no Melech yet. But okay, anyway, it's a bit of a chok.
Yoshua
might have, yeah, but in the days of Yavish Gila. But okay, anyway, the Ritva is not convinced. The Ritva, Ein Melech, it says Ein Melech. But the Ritva is not convinced to say that it's an actual Doraisa. The Ramban says it is. Okay, now, in terms of just looking at some Gemaras that discuss this issue of Chermei Tzibur, Cherim, okay, again, the idea is that the Bezdin or the Sanhedrin or the Melech will declare certain things to be off limits, cherem, and somebody who violates it will himself be deserving of being put to death. Okay? So that's the right in the Torah for the leadership to outlaw certain activities, either in a particular community or all over, depending on what they think is the need, with the penalty of cherem. Okay, and again, other Rishonim agree that it's true, but they don't think it's found explicitly in the Torah. They found it maybe it's a Pasuk of Navi, maybe it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. Now we do find, look at this source number 9, a Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Rav Anan, they rhyme, whatever, but so we're traveling together. Haveshakli va'azlu b'urcha. They were walking together along a path. Chazyu lahu gavar de kazar zroim b'hada adadi. They saw a person was planting, brazenly planting kilayim. Kilayim is intermixing seeds, that can grain seeds and grape seeds, whatever, kilayim. He was planting kilayim. Okay, and this was in Chutzlars. So Amalei, one said to the other, Nesei mar nishamte. Shamte is another word for cherem. We're equating it now. It doesn't say. Whatever it was Aser. And it was in Chutzlars. Okay. So he said, Nesei mar nishamte. We should put this guy in cherem. Says Rashi in 10, why? The Avar of the suffering because he's in violation of a din. It wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. It was a Chutzlars. At least a din the Rabbanan. Amalei, lo chavritu. You don't know the din right. It's mutter for them to do it. In Chutzlars, this type of kilayim is an Aser in Chutzlars. Later on, Vesu chazula hu gavet kazar chiti usar begufne. Okay, and same thing. They saw him playing a different type, different guy playing different. Let's put him in cherem. Nesi mar neshamta. Amalei lo tarisa. Again, you don't have the right dinim. Ein hilchos kilayim tzoras umislachem. And look, we follow Rabbi Yoshe. You have to plant it in a certain way. I don't care right now about the dinim of kilayim. What I'm interested in is that these two rabbanim saw a brazen violation, and one of them said we should put this man into cherem. So what do you see? What is what?
Isn't there an onus anyway?
Good, but I understand. But again, this even Bezin. So Malchus. But let's say it's in a place we don't give like now. We don't give Malchus anymore. We don't have that authority. But cherem, they have the authority. So at this point, yeah. So they're saying now. Okay, one second. So they're not killing him. Let's try and take it one step at a time. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says my point is that they're saying that this guy deserves he put into cherem. If you look in the Ritva there in Kiddushin Lamed Tes Amud Aleph 11. Chazila, Pirish, Min Echad Shel Zwayin. Okay, whatever he was doing, He says, "Hareminadin ali surim drabanan v'kila kerem asurim hemi divrayim afilu b'chutzlart." It's a din drabanan. So there's no malchus. That's the point. There is no other penalty. It's a din drabanan. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. They were violating. This is in Bavel. So there's no din. It's in that time. It's for this part. So it's only, quote unquote, only a drabanan. When it's only drabanan, to answer your question, Monty, there is no other punishment. So therefore, they said, let's put the person into cherem. So what do you see? You have these two rabbanim, who I guess were maybe the Av or Avos Bezdin of their area. They were the leading rabbinic authorities in their town. So therefore, they have the right. Now, it happened to be, it wasn't apple in that case, because the other rabbi said, but it wasn't Takya and Isser. But the first guy thought it was. So that's
they were traveling.
They were traveling, right? That's also an interesting question. That's a good question.
Isn't there okay. a cloud though?
Yeah.
If people are approaching at the dinner,
okay, yeah, that's
so
what it's about.
Local basis,
right. So that's one of the demon. Now, but let's just see. No, Chana is asking if they were traveling along.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just pointing out this Gemara. One of the things they do is chirim. That's one thing they do. That's a makom. Now it's interesting. There's a Gemara. There's another Gemara. Gemara Moed Katan. More interesting because this is Yud Zayin with Aleph Moed Katan, source 12. Amsa the Rebbe, the maid that worked in the house of Rebbe, Rebbe Anasi, Chazelu Gavra to have a machil ibn Gadol. They saw a man who was an adult beating up or hitting his adult son, his adult child, his own child, an adult. Omar lehavu gavur b'shamto. She said, now she wasn't the chief rabbi, but she worked for the chief rabbi. She was there, right. She was a special situation, right? The Gemara in the end of Ksuvah, yeah. Amsa the Bay Red, the same Amsa probably. But anyway, so she had a special status, but she said this guy deserved from the Cherem. Why? The Kalvim is Shumuf Nevelos in Yemichshol. The Tanya was Nevelos in Yemichshol, but Matkel is not Godel Kosev Adaber. There are many different definitions of the word, of the phrase "Lift Nevelos in Yemichshol." Literally means you can't put a stumbling block for a blind person. It's a question whether the you violate Neiver if you do that. But if Chazal has so many other limudim from Lift Neiver, the question what is actually a trip a blind person. But one thing is right. Well, the question is you got Malkus. But anyway, be that as it may, Lift Neiver means giving a person bad advice intentionally, or it means inspiring or encouraging or enabling somebody do an Aveira. You have a guy who's a Nazir. You walk up and say, do you like a cup of wine? It's delicious. Okay, you offer him a cup of wine. That's called Lift Neiver. You're tempting a person to do an Aveira, right? You're not allowed to do that. So here, if you have an adult child, you know, he's still a child, but he's an adult, you know, so the father's asking for trouble. The father's going to hit him at some point. The kid could hit him back, you know, just in the heat of the moment. So a little kid, not going to do much damage, but a big kid. So therefore, this woman said, you hit an old, based on this brisa, you beat an older child. That's Lift Neiver. Okay, again, the details of Neiver is not for us right now, but at the end of the day, we see even the Amsa de Bay Rebbe, okay, with at least brought up the possibility of cherem for violating this particular issur. Now, source number 14.
She was smarter than
Debbie Ramadan. Yeah, maybe they're related. I don't know. And then 14, Yerushalmi Mod Katan, Paragim Allah Chala, 14. Ad Kedon Chocham Shanido, Afilu Chavar Shanido. We've seen from here that a Chocham or a Chavar, you know, Tamar Chocham can put a Nidud. But Nishmin Hadoch, Chado Amo, mean the Bar Pota, in another case, a guy named Bar Pota. Okay, Shivcha Achas, the Kovanei explains. So is Shishmo Bar Pata. She saw a different story. Okay, Avra Kumichada Kenusha. Looking at the Kovanei explains it. Oh, Overus if maybe Sakneses Rosa Mikri Dardigi Yachad. She saw perhaps Malamid Tinokus, you know, a teacher, kindergarten teacher, whatever, who was Maka Latina Kiosamidai. He was smacking a kid around. Those days, you'd be able to hit the kids in school too. Okay, try that today. But this person went overboard. Okay, Maka Latina Yosemidai. So Amalei, yeah, Aisha, there Mucham. She Maka Misol Olotzoy. They felt that he should be put in cherem for going too far. Okay, and so the other person said, you know, you're right. And now that you said this, you better be careful not to get hanah from this person. In other words, Yushalmi says, well, you just said Taka puts him in cherem, at least insofar as you're concerned. So what we get here from Yushalmi is that a person, even who's not a leader, a leader, a Rav, can put a person in cherem vis-a-vis everybody. But I, a private person, can say, I don't want to have anything to do with such a person.
It's like a little bit of a no.
She said, but you put him in cherem for you. That's what comes out. Okay, so they use the word the cherem. Okay, that's the point. Now, another Gemara, Nedarim Zayin and Beis. Amar Chana Marav. Hashomea Haskaras Hashem Mipi Chaveiro. Tzarech Lindoso. You hear a person carelessly or flippantly use the Shem Hashem, you know, pronounce the name of God, okay, Tzar Klendoso. You should put such a person in Cherem. A person curses or uses the name of God in an inappropriate way, publicly and so on, it's not right. You should put him in Cherem. Vimloni do, and if you didn't, ordinary person. Vimloni do, who else will you have in Nidui? And if you don't do anything about it, you belong in Nidui. Shakol Mokum, Shaskar, Shashem Mitzuya, Sham Anius Mitzuya, okay, Vanius Kamisa, Shanemar Kimesa Kalashim. Use the name of God in an inappropriate way, that leads to death. If not death, then poverty. Poverty is like that.
So you're putting in Cherem relative to you, or to
the
Kehillah,
or to the world? At least to you. Yeah. Now, anyway.
You unless you're a
Baruch. Right. So now Rashi, in the Dorim, you know, again, the case is like this. How do we know that death is considered, that poverty is considered like death? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu, after he ran away from Egypt, right? Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Egypt because the word got out that he killed the Egyptian. Okay, word got out that he killed the Egyptian. And so, Dathan Aviram, you know, according to tradition, heard about it. And so he ran away, and he had to run for his life. So years later, Hashem told him to go back to Mitzrayim. What do you mean, well, go back? They'll kill him when I get there. So no, he said, Meisu kol Hashem, all the people who were after you are dead. But they weren't dead. They were still alive. But they become poor. So that's the one that says, Ani Choshev Kemeis. Okay. The details, again, are filled in by Rashi. The Ran, in the Dorm, you have the Ran on the page. Anyway, but what's relevant to us is, okay, that when the Chachamim put somebody, when the Chachamim look at somebody the wrong way, meaning, says Rashi in 18, okay, this is it's like condemning a person to death. He's not really dead, but when the Chachamim put somebody in Nidu, it's like he's become, you know, in a certain sense, like he's dead. The Ran, a few long runs I'm not going to read here, okay? But in any event, they got punished for what they did, and they lost all their money, whatever happened. Okay, so there are a few rounds, which I'm not going to read down to save a few minutes, but what I want to show you is at the end of one of them, the round has the expression, I'll just find it, first page where 19 is, at the very end, O Miso Oni, he says basically, what do you have to single out? You hear someone curse the name of Hashem, or you hear someone misuse or abuse the name of God. That's the Yerushalmi, which Yochanan asked before. I'm sorry I left, but look back at source number 14. You know, you put somebody in Cherem, but the Gemara says, look at the end of 14. Anyone who behaves inappropriately can be put into Nidui. It's the same thing over here. Okay, but anyway, that's what comes out. Shantam, I'm equating them all. Okay, we'll see why soon. Okay, so that's a question. It looks like, at least you have to do it. Okay, but we're going to see in a second. Now, the Rashba in the Chidushim there to the Dharm, Zion and Beis, 20, the Rashi Rishalmi, he says, what does it mean that the person, because of Rav, Rabbarach, okay, what it means is to be in Cherem, you can't get any benefit from his property, can't do business with him, anything like that, okay? But he says that far, and so you just asked, Martha, here it is, well, this idea that nobody can get benefit doesn't look like any person can just put anyone in Cherem and have that result. Okay, that you'd need Shemalo Amar Lebezin Shal Kol Yisrael. For that type of result, that people have to stay away from him, Mamish be, you can't do business with him, you can't have an Anah, that he thinks, Rashba thinks, that's only when the Cherem was pronounced by the Bezin, the authority, and so on. But a private person, correct. But a private person, if you see someone violating something, you should say to yourself, I don't want to do such a person. Although it's said by this question, you get put in Cherem yourself, but that may be an exaggeration. That's what it appears to me. Now, there is a Gemara in Brachos, interesting Gemara, Yud Testament Aleph 21. The Gemara says, Amar Yishur ben Levi, the Esrim v'arba'ah mekomos, bezdin menadin, I'll quote her out, v'kulon shanina v'mishosena. There are 24 places, or 24 circumstances, which bezdin put somebody in Cherem, okay? And they're all found in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Shur ben Levi said. So Amalei Rabbi Loza, hey, where is that Mishnah? Where is it? So he told them, Amalei, Lechi Tishka, go look and find it yourself. It means it's not all gathered in one, it's found all over the place. Okay? So luckily the Rambam does it a favor. And Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragvav, Alach Yadalad, he enumerates the 24. Okay? So that's a good question. So, you know, but you're looking at Kesher Mishnah, whatever. There's all these different Makoros. So take a look at source 22. I'm not going to read all of them, but Paragvav, Alach Yadalad. He says, these are all things. It doesn't matter whether it's a woman or a man. The deserves to put into the chayim for the following. Even if he's no longer alive. You know, the guy of the court sent you. Him. You refer to Eved here, meaning that he's not really Jewish. He's questioning his yichus and so on. Okay? Avdalik, Mishashocholo Bezin, Rekavalo's man, Veloba. The guy who was subpoenaed to court didn't show up. Okay? Hey, I'm mizalzel b'davar echad b'divrei sofrim. He's mizalba din de rabbanon, and ain tzarach lomid divrei. It's certainly a din in the Torah. He makes way there. This is a stupid din. Why people? It's more common they do that by the rabbanon. Ah, it's only the rabbis. Never even the okay. Whatever other, a whole bunch of other things. Zion. I'll just look at a few. Mishiyesh b'shus so davar amazion kelav rav sulam ra'uah. Okay, a guy has in his house a dangerous animal that harms the public, and so on. You got to get rid of it. Okay, or
Is that what they do when someone doesn't give a get?
Yeah, yes, exactly. That's what they try and do. Yeah, again. But look at Yurala, by the way. Hamachalo Yontav Shainish Shal Goyas were coming to Shavuot. A guy says, second day of Yontav. The second day of Yontav. You know, it's only Darbana, and we know today, right? They say, Shafu Pishu Minag, he's not allowed to do that. Or Yud Gimel, Hamazke Shem Shema Levatola. They say the name of Hashem Levatola. Or Yudalad, maybe it's a rabbi to Chil Hashem. You cause a public Chil Hashem. All these things. You can figure it out yourself. Yudches, Hama'akev HaRabim, Milasos Mitzvah. You act in a way that prevents other people from being able to do a mitzvah. All right, and many, many other such examples. But you have to be careful. Yeah.
Was there Yom Tov Sheni in the time of the Mishnah?
In the time of the Mishnah, the Mishnah was after the Churban.
So they knew?
Yeah. Now, anyway, but I want to call your attention to number 24, because this is where you have to be careful. Because a person in the overboard put this one in cherem, put that one in cherem. So look at 24. One of them you get put in cherem for. Hamanadeh mishenu chayev nidui. You put someone in who doesn't deserve it, then you get put in cherem. In other words, you better be careful. Not for every person to start. That's, I think, what the Rambam is getting at, number 24. Right? You put someone into cherem. I'll tell you a fascinating story. You know, it's really a tzidduk hadin. It shows the tzidkus and then Rav Kook, the famous Rav Limitchik HaKohen Kook, right? The most prominent, important rabbanon in the first half of the 20th century. He was a Talmud Chacham of tremendous proportion and a pious tzaddik of a person, a philosopher, you know, Rav Kook. But Rav Kook, and you know, when he was in the yeshiva in Volozhin, he was he was called the Frumak. The irony of history, because he wore a beard and payas, which wasn't so common at that time in the Volozhin Yeshiva. But anyway, so, and later on, because of whatever is generic, he saw us in the Yeshivish world, the Haredi world, so Kook is not held in high esteem. He's not. Even though he was a Talmud, you know, Chazon Yisrael, he was a Talmud Chacham Otzum, and you know, and then to this day, he's not held in high esteem in certain circles, unfortunately. And so the story that I heard, I think I heard this from Rav Shechter. He said that Rav Moshe Tzvi Meiria, who was his primary Talmud, once asked him, why do you think that that was your lot in life, that you would not be, I mean, the same thing with Rav Soloveitchik, right? I mean, you know, he was also not held in the esteem that he should have held in the more yeshivish world. But anyway, so this Talmud apparently asked Rav Kook, why do you think this was your lot, that you were not going to be held in esteem? He wrote Sarm and Chumas and everything. He wrote on everything, you know. So he was Matzik as Adin, as follows. When he was in the Volozhin Yeshiva, Rav Kook, so he was very close to the Rosh Yeshiva, who was the Netziv. The famous Netziv. I'll talk to you earlier. He was very close to the Netziv. He was considered, you know, one of the top couple of Talmidim, obviously, there. So, I think Rav Ben-Gis, was the Rav Ben-Gis who went there to Yisrael, was the Netziv, felt he was his top Talmud. When Rav Ben-Gis left, he told people Rav Avraham Yitzchak was my top Talmud. So he was, you know, heavy duty. So anyway, he was close to the Netziv. And apparently, there was a Talmud in the Volozhin Yeshiva who had heretical ideas. The Volozhin Yeshiva was like the Harvard of the yeshivas. You had at the time of the Haskalah, and there was a lot of, you know, interest in culture. So there were people who were yeshiva students who will end up becoming maskilim. All the early maskilim, you know, Bialik and Paris, these were all originally yeshiva students. You know, they went to yeshiva students. They're brilliant people. But anyway, so apparently this Bach, whoever he was, I don't think, you know, was talking to guys in the yeshiva, and Rav Kook came to him and said, I said, you got to throw this guy to the yeshiva. He's a bad influence. And the Netziv listened to him. and said to the guy of the yeshiva, and Rav Kook later felt he should have first tried to be mekarev of the person. And so therefore he said his punishment was, he told the Netziv, this guy's not because, this guy's a heretic, you got to get him out of the yeshiva. And the Netziv listened to him, and then he felt dead later, and he thought that was his punishment, that he was going to be called a heretic, not because. That's quite a tzidik adinam. You see the tzidkus of men. You know, it's a, but in any event, that's the problem. Sometimes, nidu is, just snap and put some chair, it's the last resort, you got to try him first. Anyway, but that's the Rambam over here. The Ramban has also something called the Mishpat HaChirim. The Ramban has a work where he goes through a lot of dinim relating to Chirim. It's printed, I have it here at 23, it's printed in the Tshuvas HaRashba Michos Ramban. The Rashba is a Talmud of the Ramban. So there are several volumes of Tshuvas from the Rashba. There's one volume of Tshuvas that were originally ascribed to the Ramban. It turned out afterwards from the Rashba. It's not a big hit because he's a Talmud, didn't see. But anyway, so this is called, it's printed to this day together with the Tshuvas HaRashba, but it's, because we know now it's from the Rashba. Originally, they were thought to be the Ramban. But anyway, the very last Tshuva in that section of the Rashba's Tshuvas, Shalos Tshuvas Rashba, HaMiuchos of the Ramban, Simon Reish Pei Ches, okay, has Taka Kof from the Ramban. This is for sure from the Ramban. So Din Chermei Tzibur L'Rambanzal. That's the very end of the Shalos Tshuvas Rashba, HaMiuchos Ramban, Simon Reish Pei Ches. So he has a lot of the Dinim of Chirim, okay, and he says what exactly it implies. Today, nobody dies. Okay, he says, but the Cheren Krichali Miskimu Kulam Aruba Mama Tuba Ir. Again, the leaders of the people, leaders of the community, and each community get together. Want to put them in a Cheren? They have to have a discussion about it. And what's the idea of the Cheren? So the Cheren is basically a curse, basically a cursing the person. So the, and Cheren says the Ramban. It's the same letters Ramach Reish Mem Ches. Ramach Evorim. Look at the fourth line. Benichnas LaRamach Evorim. This curse, that this Cherem goes into his limbs, so to speak, and it's basically saying he should drop dead, okay? And that's the idea. Nichnas Ramach Evorim. And then he does Harer Kemenud L'Bnei Iro. He's in Cherem. And he discusses different types of Cherem, the length of a Cherem. Cherem's not necessarily for all time. You may say the Cherem would put this guy into Cherem for 30 days. That's the minimum time. It could be for more. All these dinim are spelled out over here. And the Ramban says, while he's in Cherem, the person has to act like an ovil. He's like an ovil. Okay, he said he doesn't have shoes, and the dvarim shel evil. Okay, and nobody should have any hanaf from him or heat from anybody else while he's there. Okay, while he's in that status. Anyway, these are the dinim, and then for the five lines on the bottom there, it says Rashoin Haim Melechos and Hedrin Lahamos also. They can put him to death if the situation calls for him. And that's the din of Yoshua. Here he mentions Achan. In the bottom, our sedra, he didn't mention Achan and the crime in Yericho as an example of cherem. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but here in this. Din Chemer Tzibur, the same Ramban, Din Chemer Tzibur, at the end of these tzibur, he does mention Achon, and he mentions others also. So anyway, that's the Ramban over here. Now, what happens, very interesting din, the Gemara Mod Katan Tesvav Al 24 says, Menuda Shemes, let's say the guy was in the Cherem and he died, before he ever got out of the Cherem, okay? Look what it says here. Beis Din Soklin Es Arono. They would put stones on his. We do that now. It's a very questionable origin, that minute we have today. I'm not saying I don't do what I do, but it's very questionable. But they used to put on a person's grave, when a person was died while in the status of cherem, they would put stones soaked in a sarono. Okay? Not they put a pile of stones like they did on Achan. Okay, Ela Bezin Shochlam Anichem Evan Gedol Al Arona. Why? Lila Mercha Shekhalam Isnade Umeis Minizir Bezin Sokhlam Is Arona. The story with Achan, and again, I was here while you were at the Ramban by us didn't mention Achan, but the Ramban in his Mishpatei Acherim, which is printed at the end of the Tshuvas Amichos Ramban, does mention Achan. So he does bring it up. Anyway, there in Yoshua, Perek Zion, that's where the story of Achan is, after the victory of Yericho. Those who don't know, right? They weren't allowed to take any of the spoils, and he did. So, finally admitted and so on, and Yeshua took him, and it says in Parak Zion, Pasuk of Hey, why'd you do this, and so on, by Yirgimu, they all stoned him, and in Pasuk of Hey, Akimah of Gala of Anim Gadol, they put this big pile of stones on where he was buried. Allah means Al Kibra. So,
first they executed him on the Akimah?
Yeah.
And then they put stones on
the Akimah? Yeah, right.
It's the same word.
Well, it's similar, both have to do with rocks. Both have to do with stones. Anyway, the point is, that you should
never get out of
in effect, right. Now the Yerushalmi says in Moed Katan Perek Lamed Aleph, also he says Nidu Omei Sedov Soklu Bezdin Es Aron Lamachos Shkalmanum the Omei Soklin Arono. Okay, they put this stone on there. By the Mukay Yosef on the Rif in Moed Katan Zayin Beis page of the Rif Kegalos Shal Ochem תכסיב היקימו עליו גל אבן גודל, אלא באבן אח הסגי לזכר בעלמה. It's a זכר, but it lets people know. You said, Monty, it lets people know that this guy died while in Edo. He had done something to deserve to be put into Chayram. Okay? The Ritva on the Sugya Moed Katan, Tesla Amar Aleph, in his Kedushim, Dibam Asa Lamercha 30, says why? Kedei Levazoso. He deserves to be embarrassed. Lefisha Zilzu, because this person, well, that's a good question. Okay, I don't know. Okay, right. If he didn't do Tshuva, otherwise he would have gotten out. Okay? And he says sometimes if the person died in Nidu, depending on what he got the Nidu from, what he got Cherem from, he wouldn't even sit Shiva for him and did a Hesped, but otherwise we do. The Rambam Paskins like this, Perek Zayin Hilchos Talmud Torah Lecha Dalet. Mahu in general, first in general, while he's still alive. Mahu aminik shiyanaka menudah ba'atzmo v'anah shenogimu. What do you do with a guy in Cherem? Menudah osa l'saper l'chavetz ka'ovil. Kol yimei nidu. As long as he's in Cherem, he's not allowed to get a haircut. He has to live like an ovil. Okay? V'ein mizamnin alav, you can't count it to a mizumin. V'lo kol noso ba'asor l'chol dover she'etzarachaz, you can't count it to a minion. Okay? V'lo yoshin imo ba'arba amus, shouldn't sit within four amus of where he's sitting. Okay, and then one second, he doesn't say anything different here in the Rambam. The mace benidu bezin shulchan manichin evan alarona. They put the stone and so on and so forth, and you don't give him a hesped, and you don't have a regular levaya for him, and so on. That's the din of nidu. So he's excommunicated. He's really not treated. Okay, I used this before about the aguna, right? So the truth is that today, again, you know, today the term aguna doesn't mean what it meant in the Gemara. Usually in the Gemara, the aguna was a woman who was married, her husband went away, and he never came back. We don't know what happened. He might have been killed. The boat may have sunk. He may still be alive. We don't know. So she's chained in the sense we don't know where the husband is today. And I'm going to usually know very well where he is, but he refuses to give her a get. It's a little bit different. Okay, so you try and persuade him to give a get. You put him in a cherem. They can throw him in jail. America, you can't because it separates the church and the state.
The guy stayed in jail for 30 years.
Yeah, there are such people. The guys are stubborn. Okay, in America, you can't put him in jail anyway because separation of church and state. So you try and make a protest. Rabbi Willig, who designed, on the basis of a case that he had, what they do now, the prenup agreements, So Rabbi Willig, there was a person in his shul who refused to give a get, and so he put communal pressure on the person. He wouldn't give an aliyah. Anyway, and I remember him saying to us, he said that when the person finally acquiesced and he gave the get, he told the Gabbai that Shabbos to give the guy Shlishi, because he wanted to show that we have nothing against this person as a human being. He was acting Shalok Kedin and put it out that he's done full-fledged membership. Anyway, Shulchan Aruch has these dinim. Yoredeya Simin Shin Lamed Dalet. Okay, the dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Hilchos Nidu V'Cherem. Sif Aleph Ha'ovad Var Isu Menadino Sola Alter. You have to put him into Cherem. Okay, and Sif Bey is the next page. Hamenuda and Yoshim Dalamos, all the dinim. He says, you asked about the family, Monty, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chutz Mishtovonot. The wife and children are exception. They can sit near him. Although, the Yeshom Rafane Veso, anyway,
where do they live?
Yeah, right. Okay, so yeah, that's a question. But the Shulchan Aruch, right, the Shulchan Aruch says it. Okay, the Ein Ochun, the Shosimo, the Ein Mizama, all these dinim. Okay? He doesn't wash himself, doesn't wear the shoes like an oval, all these dinim like an oval. Yeah? So, and Siv Gimel, Menu the Shemesh, Bezin Shochan, Manichal Evan Alarono, Ben Karnalov, Elochotzon, Elaspidim, and so on. Okay. So that's the overview of the Dinam of Cherem. Now, the most famous cases of Cherem that we know are probably the case of the so-called Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? The famous Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom was the leader of the Jewish, Ashkenazic Jewish world around the year 1000. And he put together a bunch of Dinam, which he attached, but it's not that he made up these dinim. These were dinim people already were following in many cases, but he gave it teeth by saying it comes with a cherem if you violate it. A lot of the dinim already, people were already doing it. He didn't make them all up, but he added the force of cherem. In a sense, so the community accepted it. It just made it more powerful, made it stronger that people were more careful to keep it.
Yeah, so the map. Violated one of these disarms.
Well, we'll see. Well, that's the discussion of Ramon. That's what makes it at the very end. But the Machzor Vitri, huh?
Ashkenazim.
Yeah. The Machzor Vitri, Simon Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav. Okay, anyway, right? Yeah. The Machzor Vitri, which again was an early work from Beishmendis of Rashi, but that's after the Rabbeinu Gershom is sometimes called Rabbeinu Gershom Mo'or Hagola, the light of the exiles. They sometimes see it abbreviated Reish Gimel, Mem Hey, that's Rabbeinu Ragma, that's Rabbeinu Gershom Mo'or Hagola. Anyway, so Vacherem Shasham Rabbeinu, this is the Machzor Vitri, Shalalisa Shtei Noshim, that's the famous one, you can't have more than one wife. Okay? Ain latira rak b'mei anoshim shalosh kilos. That's the so-called hetamei rabbanim. And he has other examples. Okay? So you will look through. I'm not going to read all this. I printed it all here, but if you want to take a look at it later, you can look at the example that he gives. Okay? He has another situation. Later on, he has a din that if a person can hold up the davening if people owe him money or so on, all kinds of different dinim. A more complete list, okay, is found in the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg. So first of all, this is Tfus Prague, Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Rabbi Gershom wasn't the only one who made such cherems and takanas. So he has here the Maharam Rutenberg, Takanas Shetikan Rabbi Natam, Bagudas B'nai Tzorfas. That was the Aguda in those days. I got Agudas B'nai Tzorfas, right? So yeah, the Aguda in France. So he says, "Kol malchum sheicheres obezim over ish derech shom ubo achav is mila din al pi acherim the edom afilu b'shuk chalal of acherim." Even somebody who's passing through, and he's in that town while he's there, he's bound by those rules. Okay, even if right, in effect, okay, even if he can't say I wasn't there, I didn't accept it, and so on. And so among the he also has the cherim, you can't be matir. And he goes through some of these dinim. If there's a shul, and you know, to start another shul, these different, or Misha Avdol Aveda, look in the last paragraph. Misha Avdol Aveda, Yishakoch, Lachriach, Hakala, Hoshim, Achazen, Yishkunzu, Kolom, Becherim. Something's missing. And he suspects somebody stole it. He can hold up, it's called Ikov Atfila. Before Baruch Hu, he gets up, and says, we're not letting the Chazen go further until we're going to pronounce the Cherim, whoever stole this.
We'll get any person at all, or the Gabbah?
So this can be, this sounds like it can be even an individual person. And the long list, it's called Ikov Atfila.
They're not going
to
listen to him.
So 1 second. So apparently then whoever was in charge went along with it. You know. Anyway, in a different shuv of the Maharam Rutenberg, who's Prague, Simon Elef Chof Beis, Toftov Reish Chof Beis, here are the list of Cherem, Takonas, Hakilo, Shesam, Rabbeinu Gershom, Mar HaGol. He has a long list here. It's printed, many of them, that section of the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh, Simon Shin Lamed Dal, it's not on the sheets, because that's not the Gemara, the Ber HaGola. The Ber HaGola on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, usually, 99% of the time, just tells you where in the Gemara, or where in the Rosh, or where in the Rif, this din comes from, or where in the Rambam. Sometimes he talks a little more. The very end of Yerodeh, Simon Shin Lamed Dal, there's a whole list of these Haramim Rabbeinu Gershom. Some of it comes from this Tshuva the Rashba, of the Maharam Rutenberg, rather. Simon Elef Chof Beis. So he says, Ein li sustain Hashem, okay, Cherem, again, you look through it random, Meshalo Yispalo Shatz, Kishemukhtar Adam Acher, you know, the guy has a Chazok, going to be the Chaz, and someone shouldn't replace him, you know, Cherem Shilo Yachik Adam Ishto, Bishir, Samir Ches Chadosh, Malo Rishus, the guy shouldn't leave home, even for business, more than 18 months, so at that time. These are all different things for the community. Okay, what's interesting for me now is towards the end. Okay, towards the end. My last few lines. Cherem, two lines in the bottom, three lines in the middle. Shalevayesh Bali Tshuva. Okay, don't embarrass about Tshuva because it's previous activities. Cherem, but again, a lot of these things are rooted, but, you know, again, this has a certain amount of teeth. Yeah, well, it's not. It's just, right. It's one interpretation also. Anyway, but here's what I'm interested in now to end off the Shia. Cherem shel liros b'ksav chavero, shesholech l'chavero b'lo yidiyoso osur. A cherem to read somebody else's mail. Okay, there's a cherem to ben ogershon. If you read letters that are intended for somebody else. But he says, imzorko mutter. Okay, so there you have the list of Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. The next thing, which I printed also, a full page. Again, you can read, I would think so. Let's see. The Sefer Kolbo, Simon Kof Tuf Tes Zayin, and the Kolbo, Din Takonas Rabbeinu Gershom, Gezeras HaKadmonim, Zal, and again, he has a whole list, mastering somebody, you know, over the government, tell the government where he has to keep his money hidden, Sholim Sar Chaver V'lomono B'de Akum, and not to go to our coast, and all these different things, carry on, when to wait. You know, it's interesting, you said there's some of the things with Doraisa, you know, but people make a joke, but it's true. You know, it's too bad that somebody didn't say there's no place in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Yesh Nogim, not to cheat. Because, Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Nogim, that's, you know, right? Yesh Machmirim, and not to be dishonest, you know. Whoever is honest, Tavol Bracha. To be like that in the Mishnah Berurah, people are medayik, that's me, you know. If I, it's in the Torah, okay, but, you know, so that's sort of what it is in a way here. But anyway, he also, at the very end of that long paragraph, again, he also mentions this business of not reading somebody's, not embarrassing somebody, or not, so he writes two lines on the bottom of that page. So, liros b'ksav, shalech adu chavev lo yidiyos, lo rishuso, okay, and it's interesting because if you look, I don't have it in the sheet because that's not there, but the Shilta Giborim in Masecha Shavuos on page Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in the pages of the Rift, the Shilta Giborim says that many people in the olden days used to write on the top of the letter or on the envelope, they would say, Cherem Darben Gershom. That was like, don't you, you know, do not open. Do not open till Christmas. Right? Do not open. Okay? For your eyes only. What do you call it? Sometimes you get an inter-office mail. It says private, classified, you know, confidential. But they would put it on there. Okay? So sometimes you'll find the letters. We'll see in a second. I'll show it to you in a moment. What's the mucker for this? Or what issue exactly is this? Okay, what issue is it to read somebody else's mail? And what exactly does it fall under what? You know, so maybe okay. So there's a shuv from the Torah Chaim, Chaim Shabtai, Chelik Gimel Siman Mem Zayin, source 40. So okay, tzniyus, maybe privacy, Baba Basar, but that's not what he says. He says it's a form of shalom midas. You're getting something out of permit. There's a din. The Gemara says, "Mavetziyah mem alef mad alef 37." Shol shalom midas gazanu, taking something that belongs to someone else without the person's permission. That is a form of gzela. Okay, and the Rambam passes that way. Hukzela veder paragimel alach tazvav hashol shalom midas abayla marize gazum, and the Sukkah passes that way. Choshen mishpat simin shin nun tesif hey afilo chet b'shelam means I'm not stealing. We'll give it back. But I'm using without your permission, that's called a gazlan. Now, there are differences. What if it's for a dvar mitzvah, it's a palace, so they're the person most likely to be mocha, and so on. Okay, so this Chuvah Torah Chaim, he had a case. Look at 40. Nidrashti l'asher sheiluni al ruvein, sholech sab chosim charamos olam lizar liir acheres, ubehagia harats, the runner, the delivery man, the delivery boy, what do you call it, the runner, right?
Messenger.
Came there, bar Levi, he grabbed this and he opened it up and he read it. And what do you do with such a guy? So he says, this is in the Takana son of Gershom based on that kolbo. It's in Kuv Tez Zayin. Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Hagola. Among the Charamos. And one of them is. So the Liros Biksav Shishlech Havero. And look what he says here. V'chein Regilin Lichto B'Gerzar Nun Nachosh Diragma. See that abbreviation?
Yeah.
Nun Ches Shin the Reish Gimel Mem Hei. So Nun Ches Shin stands for Nidui Cherem Shamta. The Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Hagola. That's what they used to write on the letters. Nun Ches Shin Dalad Reish Gimel Mem Hei. Nidui Cherem Shamta. The Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Hagola. They write that on the thing. Okay, and he's the one that goes on to say that this is a din of it's basically under Shol Shalom Midas Gazanu. That's what he says. Okay. Others, there's another, in the turn to the back page, there are others who have other sources for it. There's a tshuva in the Sefer Halacha Zichtanos. These are early Achonim. Chelik Aleph Siman Reish Ayin Vav. They had a different thing. Mashenog in Liftov Al Gabi Geres Vav Pei Gimel Yud Nun Upagin. It's also Vashti. You know what it's for? Poret Geder Yishchenu Nochosh. Some of the Pasuk Kohelis, it means Poret Geder means if you sort of break the fence, you'll be bitten by snakes. That's like a kola. It's a cherem, right? It's the parts together, Yishchenu Nochosh. So that's what they write on, or sometimes they write, Upei, like you see the next tshuva, Upei Gimel Yud Nun, Derev Geno Gersha Mahargola. Right? The parts together, Yishchenu Nochosh. So they write these things on the envelope itself. Okay? And he writes, Halach Thomas writes, Belav Achi Nirashesh Yisr. Even the guy didn't write that on the envelope, it's still Usr. Why? He says, because it's Loselech Rachel. It's like slander, it's like gossip. Right, you're minding someone else's business. You're going to someone else. You have to know the other. That's under Lo Selech Rochel, even though it's a little bit different. But it says an extension of Lo Selech Rochel. So it's not Shol Shol Midas Gazano, but rather Lo Selech Rochel. That's what he says. Now, he mentions, what if you found the letter was already open, and you found it in a garbage can, okay, and it was open, and it said on it, now the guy threw it out. Maybe he doesn't care anymore. You know, he threw it out, huh?
He says,
okay, that's also true. So he says, you have to give it back. That was his question. Shela, Hamotzei Geres Suchu B'Shuk. He found it in the street somewhere, right, out in the marketplace. The Kosovo Leo, Paritz Geni, Yishchenu Nochosh, or B'Geni Shem Argola, Imutter Likros, Imchayev Lahachzer, or not. The Tshuva is, Nehid Legaba Mekaba, Likal Memer, Kevin, and Ophel Yisrael Lachosha. So maybe, he said, what you're saying, but it could be that the recipient, Taka, doesn't care. But we don't know. Maybe the sender cared.
Well, what about
the sender's the next town. No, that's what he's saying. So he found this
doesn't
in the place. Apparently, right, no Simmons. I don't know what it is.
Well, if he reads it, that'll be the Simmons.
Right, find out the story. But,
so,
yeah.
So that means even the receiver doesn't have rishus to let somebody else
read. Right, which is a different din, by the way. But, yes, that's why Yikra, it says, Kolomelo. Yeah, that's another Shia, but, yes. Like another shear. The pause is, you're not allowed to say unless the guy told you and more, right? Vayikra Moshe. Yeah, no, Vayikra Moshe.
The status quo is unless he gives you rishus, you can't show it to somebody else.
Yeah. And the last thing, Halachas Tanis, okay? An interesting different case. But did he have moved on? Yes. Now, I don't know, without the guy's permission. Hit reply all of it. I don't know.
Has to be foolish, or you know from the context?
I don't know. It's a good question. But look at this. There's another two in Halachas Tanis, but did he have moved on once? Chelak, I want to say this. Chelak Aleph Sim Kuf Ein Gimel. Hashalech Sabi Al Chaveru Chosum, with again, Pagin the Agmar, right? Parts Gedish Chanach, Zor Gedish Chanach, Zor Gedish Chanach, the Halach Chosh Yesh Besoch Adava Maziko. I know that there's something in this letter that's going to end up, if I don't throw this letter out and let it get to the intended receiver, okay, it's going to get this guy into trouble. It's going to hurt him. No, it's going to hurt him himself. The guy wrote it.
He's
going to hurt himself, and I want to help him. I'm his friend.
He
didn't realize, or he got angry. I'll tell you the case that I was involved in. I think that's the case. I think that's, yeah. So, on the other hand, but you're not, you know. So, he says, throw it out.
You know,
I don't know. Novachuzem is techena, mob. No, but he's not sure. So let her open up and read it to make sure. That's the question. So he said, you can't do it. You can't read it. So throw it out. Just make it disappear. That's what he said. Don't. You can't read it because of Cherem and
Gershom. But how do you know that?
You're not sure. So you let, you're pretty sure you don't know. So therefore you throw it out. That's what he says. Ain lo takana, and la por vizor
gul hamatal yam. I found a letter which looks like it might.
If you have that relationship, I will tell you what happened to me. If I want to. Without the details now, there's a certain person who wrote a very strong letter to the boss, okay? And if it would have gotten them, I think the guy Mamish could have lost his job, okay? I know the situation. And he was angry at the time, and I felt, you know, calm down later, whatever it was. But he gave it to me to put into the outbox. And I knew it was going on. It was a long story. I knew what was going on. So, and I knew that he told me it was, I knew because he told me it was in the letter. It's a little different. I knew it was in the letter. And I tried to, he shouldn't say, no, you want to send, he wants to make the point and so on. I said, you know, whatever. So he gave me the, because I was in the office. He was in the room upstairs. Oh. So he gave it to me. So I remember, I ran over to Rashad to the picture. I said, listen, I know, here's what's in the letter. So he told me, absolutely can't send it. He told me, don't send it. You know, throw it in the garbage. And he'll assume it got lost in the mail, whatever happened, and he'll calm down, and that's what happened. But I said, and I think I helped the person very much. Anyway, last din, Shulchan Aruch Eredeya, Simon Shin Lamadal, same Simon Sif Kov Beis, because that Shilta Giborim on the riff in Shulchan and Yud Zayim Adalat says, what if somebody, in other words, by a Cherem Dabin Agershim, you were asking before, one of you asked before, if the guy violates the thing, is he automatically in Cherem, or someone has to actually place him? So the that seems to be Machlokes Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah, however, says over there in that Simon, okay, he says, the meaning is, that has to be an announcement. He has to actually place in the cherem. But the Ramah writes, you can undo it. But in the meanwhile, he gets put, it seems like he's put into it even if immediately, even if he's, you know, even if there wasn't such a pronouncement. So,
Ben
Gershom, ten people have to get him out.
Who has to make? What are the requirements
to get him out?
That makes the announcement.
I think that's the leader of the committee.
He's not around anymore.
Right, so but he can get out. As I said, that's what he says over here. That 10 people of authority can get him out.
Well,
anyway,
the board of directors are sure.
Yeah, so I don't know where that stays.
If someone were to look at it objectively, the victim would not be like that because they have power and they
maybe.
This would be
probably. I would say you have to deal with the both. deal with it. Anyway, just an overview of some of the of Cherem and the famous Cherem of Gershom. We'll show you where they're good in Shabbos.
Thank you.
I'll turn this off.
You connect it in another way to the Fed.
Yeah.
Oh, not. Oh.